Welcome once again to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. Atheists claim the Bible is nothing more than the creative collaboration of man. Other religions claim their holy books are the Word of God. So is the Bible really the Word of God, or is it just a fraud? As a Christian, knowing the answer to this question is essential to sharing and defending your faith. Today, we continue our membership week with an examination of the evidence for whether the Bible is divine or merely human in origin, because truth matters. The Bible Answer Man is entirely listener-supported, so if this broadcast blesses you, please consider becoming a support team member today with a monthly giving commitment. We'll tell you how later in the broadcast. Also, if you've been impacted through the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call right now at 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. Well, now, without further delay, here is your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and this is day three of the CRI membership drive. It's our drive to get you involved as a regular monthly supporter of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, the Christian Research Institute, equip.org, and our ministries around the globe. And I want to start the broadcast today to say thank you for those who are calling in and becoming monthly subscribers, as those who stand with us as Bible Answer Man support team members. Nathan, XM170 in Montana, Carolyn, One Place, San Antonio, Texas, Clayton, XM170, Ohio, Terry, who listens in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Diana in Iowa, Chris in North Carolina, and I'll mention a few more later on in the broadcast, but thank you and many others who have taken the step and said, I want to start supporting the ministry on a regular basis. Some of them are giving $15 a month, some $20 a month, some $25 a month, and some more than that a month, but cumulatively, it makes a huge impact in reaching people for time and for eternity. Over the last couple of days, we've had a theme every single day as we continue our CRI membership drive. Today, I want to open up with respect to Has God Spoken?, a book that I'm busy trying to finish, a book that will be out in 2011. You know, according to critics, the notion that God has spoken, that the Bible is a credible repository of what he has said, simply doesn't stand up to the light of cold hard facts. Barack Obama is a quintessential example. Which passages of Scripture should guide our public policy? Should we go with Leviticus, which suggests slavery is okay, and eating shellfish an abomination? Or, asks Obama, should we go with Deuteronomy, which suggests stoning your child if he strays away from the faith? Well, while I applaud President Obama's injection of religious dialogue into public policy debate, the manner in which he mischaracterizes and marginalizes the Bible is appalling. Nowhere does the Bible suggest that slavery is okay. Nowhere does the Bible suggest stoning your child should he stray away from the faith. And it's worth noting here that President Obama's words are eerily similar to those voiced by President Butler in that once wildly popular television series, The West Wing. Not only that, but his sentiments are comparable to those of a new breed of anti-theists who make similar charges, albeit in a far more strident and expanded fashion. Has God Spoken, the book I'm working on right now, is designed to counter these kind of contentions. It answers the question, has God spoken, in the affirmative, and it demonstrates beyond a reasonable doubt that the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin. And without such assurance, Christianity would have no more authority for faith and practice than does Islam or Mormonism or a host of other misguided movements. On a very personal note, Has God Spoken is the culmination of my life goal to provide a memorable means by which people can internalize answers to the three great apologetic issues, answers that are ultimately foundational to life and living, as well as to living after life. On Monday's broadcast, I dealt with the issue of origins. On Tuesday's broadcast, I dealt with the resurrection. And now, Has God Spoken? I'm using my acronym MAPS here, but each one of the letters is expanded into an acronym. So the whole process of memorizing and knowing this material so you can use it is the thrust of the book. Why is this important? If you open the Book of Mormon, the very first words you'll encounter are these. The Book of Mormon is a volume of Holy Scripture comparable to the Bible. It is a record of God's dealings with the ancient inhabitants of the Americas and contains, as does the Bible, the fullness of the everlasting gospel. But there's a problem. There's no archaeological evidence for the great civilizations chronicled in the Book of Mormon. There's no archaeological evidence for lands such as the land of Moron, which is described in Ether 7:6. There's no archaeological evidence that the Nephites and the Lamanites migrated from Jerusalem to Mesoamerica. In fact, both archaeology and anthropology militate against the people and the places and the particulars that are part and parcel of the Book of Mormon. But unlike the Book of Mormon, the Bible is buttressed by history and evidence. And while the archaeologist Spade continues to mount up evidence against the Book of Mormon, it has piled up proof upon proof for the people and places inscribed on the parchment and papyrus of biblical manuscripts. In demonstrating that what is concealed in the soil corresponds to what is revealed in the scriptures, the Merneptah and Dan Steeles come immediately to mind, as do, by the way, the Moabite and the Pilate stones. The Merneptah stele prevents people from making a challenge to the Exodus and the dogmatic way in which they've been doing it. It is a formidable challenge to Exodus deniers, just like the Dan Steele is a formidable challenge to those pontificating that the biblical account of King David is no more factual than tales of King Arthur. As Time magazine rightly observed, the skeptic's claim that King David never existed is now hard to defend. In light of the Moabite stone, it's also difficult to contend that biblical kings such as Omri or Mesha and places like Nebo and Moab are the stuff of myth. Likewise, the Pilate stone demonstrates in spades that Pilate was the Roman authority in Judea at the time that Christ was crucified. And then there's the Epic of Gilgamesh. Until the late 19th century, the masses presumed that the great primordial deluge was relegated to the text of Scripture. But all of that began to change in 1853 when Hormuz Razam discovered the palace of Ashurbanipal. And there, among the treasures of Assyria's last king, he uncovered clay tablets that provide independent confirmation of a vast flood in ancient Mesopotamia, complete with a Noah-like figure and an ark. And while the epic views the waters of the flood through the opaque lens of paganism, it does lend significant credence to an actual event. It is a reminder that the reality of the great deluge is impregnated on the collective consciousness of virtually every major civilization, from the Sumerian epic to the present age. So from the steels and stones to the Epic of Gilgamesh, archaeological artifacts cry forth from antiquity, God has spoken. Scripture cannot be broken. And all of that is important to you and I because we're basing not only our lives, but our eternal destiny on the Word of God. If it's not true, we've bought into a gargantuan myth, just like the Mormons have with the Book of Mormon, or the Muslims have with the Quran. So it is critical, particularly with the Bible under siege, for you as a believer not only to know that you know that you know that the Bible is true, that God has spoken, that these are His words, but to be able to communicate that fact to others. It's critical. That's why I'm busy at work on this, the third of our trilogy. And all of this becomes possible because of people like you. The fact that we're making an impact and a difference is directly related to you. Without those who support the ministry, without Diana and Chris and James and John and Cole and Brian and Jennifer, all of whom called up the last couple of days during our CRI membership drive, without Clifton and Ralph and Paula and a lot of others, we couldn't do what we do. So once again today, I want to invite you to join with us as a team member, a monthly supporter. Not only so you can give monthly, but you can pray as you give. Because ultimately, at the Christian Research Institute, we are convinced that prayer is tantamount to firing the winning shot. We need your prayers and your support, and we're asking for you to take a step of faith today. Support this ministry. If you can't join monthly, although that's our goal, is to have you join monthly, be regular givers, regularly involved. If you can't do that, make a one-time gift. If you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, I'll send you a 6-issue subscription to the Christian Research Journal as my way of saying thank you. So for the next 6 editions, you will receive the Christian Research Journal as our way of saying thank you. Also, I'll send you the little wristband I've been talking about, which I wear proudly each and every day, Because Truth Matters, with equip.org inscribed on it as well. In fact, I'll send you a couple of them so you can give one away. So make sure that you ask for the 6-issue subscription to the Christian Research Journal and the wristband when you call to join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team today. The number to dial, 888-7000-CRI. If you don't want to call that number, go to the World Wide Web at equip.org and you can join online. If you don't want to join online or call, write me and join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. You can do that at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We are here all week, taking your calls, taking your letters, checking you out on the World Wide Web as together we form a team making a difference for time and for eternity. All of this part and parcel, as I said, CRI's membership drive. We'll continue talking about the membership drive on the other side of the break. As I start to take some of your calls, if you want to join in on the conversation, talk about how this ministry has impacted your life, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, translates to 888-275-4265. You can call right now. I'll be taking your calls on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
As many professors have gone wild in the classroom, they have managed to shake the faith of millions in our culture through mass media. Dr. Bart Ehrman, for instance, has authored more than 20 books, which have been featured in Time Magazine, NBC's Dateline, the History Channel, and many other major media outlets. He has systematically forwarded the notion that the Bible is not only hopelessly contradictory, but also is a dangerous book in which to believe. Hank Hanegraaff equips you to respond to false assertions like this in his booklet, The Bible Under Siege, and his Legacy Study Bible, both available through the Christian Research Institute. Your gifts through our website at equip.org or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI will not only equip you for deeper faith, but will go even further, helping to create more well-reasoned, life-changing resources like these and keep the Bible Answer Man broadcast going strong to equip countless others in defending their own faith. We can't do it without God's provision through you. Again, you can order online at equip.org or by calling 888-7000-CRI. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. We know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. To sign up today to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI. In Ephesians 5:15-16, Paul admonishes believers to be very careful how you live, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Today, evidence abounds of the growing evil in our modern-day culture. False teachers and New Age cults continue to seduce millions with their empty promises and false philosophy. Subscribers to the Christian Research Journal know they will regularly receive timely information on the latest religious trends, as well as practical tips on dealing with the challenges to the Christian faith in a fallen world. We encourage you to become a Bible Answer Man support team member through a monthly giving commitment. To thank you, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. For more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org. Again, that's equip.org. Or call us at 888-7000-CRI. Has God spoken? Muslims say the Quran is the Word of God. And likewise, Mormons claim the Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth. But has God really spoken through the Quran or the Book of Mormon? Or has God spoken through the Bible? As a Christian, knowing the answer to this question is essential to defending and sharing your faith. And as a supporter of this ministry, we want to equip you with the wisdom to answer this question decisively and to remember the answer for a lifetime. Passionately delivered at the 2010 National Conference in Tampa Bay, Florida, Hank Hanegraaff's message titled, Has God Spoken?, definitely answers that very question. To support the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute and request your copy of Has God Spoken on audio CD, call our resource consultants toll-free at 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. If you've already become a member of our support team, committing to give on a monthly basis, we're deeply grateful for your loyalty and faithfulness. But no one appreciates your generosity more than the people who have a newfound confidence in their faith because of your support.
Thank you. I came out of Word of Faith churches about, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years ago. As a result of your ministry, there was just, you know, a blessing to my life, turned my whole life and my family's life around.
For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. To become a regular monthly supporter, part of the backbone of this ministry, you can sign up securely online right now at equip.org. That's equip.org, or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Again, that's 888-7000-274. Now back to more of the Bible Answer Man and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and it's exciting to be involved in a CRI membership drive week. We've never had a week quite like this where we ask people to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. And you might think that giving $25 a month or $15 a month doesn't make a big difference with a ministry that is spending millions of dollars on radio, but it makes a huge difference. It takes literally thousands of people standing shoulder to shoulder to get this message out, to continue doing what we do because truth matters. That's our slogan, that's our motto, that's the banner under which we operate. We do what we do because truth matters. And now we have a wristband that has that moniker on it, because truth matters, as well as our website. And that is a gift for those who join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, along with six issues, the next six editions of the Christian Research Journal. So call today, subscribe. You can talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI, or you can subscribe online as a monthly supporter, quip.org, or write me, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Let me go to the phone lines and take some of our callers. Again, this is your opportunity to talk about how this ministry has impacted your life, as opposed to asking your question today. Kenyon, up first in Panama City, Florida. Hi, Kenyon.
Hi, this is Kenan.
Hey, Kenan.
I want to thank you for writing your updated version of Christianity in Crisis in the 21st century. I recently, in August, traveled from Florida to Redding, California, to attend Bethel Church, where Bill Johnson is the pastor. And I was able to access your book through my Kindle on my iPod. And I was surprised because this church didn't have anything regarding the faith movement in its name. But I started, looking through Bill Johnson's books and noticing that there was so much teaching that was exactly from the faith movement. And that church went away from the Assembly of God and is interdenominational now. They have a school of ministry there where people are coming from Europe and from all over the United States. And I went there personally because they have a ministry of healing, and I wanted to receive prayer. And I spoke with one of their associate ministers and told them my background was from a more evangelical kind of background, and I believed in sola scriptura. And at that point, they basically said, well, we don't think that you would feel comfortable here long term. But the pastor's book, Dreaming with God, by Bill Johnson, really says a lot in it about creating your own reality. And it sounds like the secret, or, you know, it sounds like New Age.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting point that you're making. A lot of the popular culture, and certainly the Christian culture, has been impacted by the Word of Faith movement. So just as the culture has been impacted by books like The Secret, there are all kinds of churches that might not be absolutely part and parcel of Word of Faith church congregation, but right. nonetheless have been impacted by Word of Faith theology.
Right. They also had in their bookstore books that were saying that E.W. Kenyon had been falsely maligned and that he was, you know, a true man of God, and that I think William Branham, they celebrate to some degree, and some of the other...
A man who denied the Trinity. So how did the Christian Research Institute impact you? Was it because of the Christian Research Institute that you found out about the Word of Faith movement?
Well, I had been reading your first edition of your book, and then I knew that you had come out with an updated version, and I was curious about that, so I downloaded it on my iPod for Kindle while I was in Reading. And while I was staying with some people from the church, I started reading and I started comparing what Bill Johnson had wrote with your book, and I started seeing right down the line almost. You know, he's teaching the born-again Jesus. He's teaching that we can create our own reality. And, you know, just a lot of the... And he also believes that God created this world, and it was outside the garden were basically all these demons, and that we were supposed to take dominion over the demons or something like that.
Yeah, and this is the problem that you have. I mean, this is one of the reasons that we do what we do. There are so many people, unfortunately, that have been negatively impacted by the Word of Faith movement, not only theologically, but also sociologically. It has had a devastating impact in the lives of people. It's not always popular to point that out, but it's absolutely necessary. And that is, as Kenan was just talking about, the reason that I wrote Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Marjorie, listening on the web in Franklin Park, New Jersey. Hi, Marjorie.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good and happy to talk to you.
Likewise.
Okay. Why am I calling? Because I want to give a testimony.
Okay.
I've been a Christian for, what, maybe 19 years now? But you know what? I've been to good churches, I thought. I didn't have any of those crazy teachings. But I used to watch Christian television, and I used to... started realizing, you know what, something is off, but I didn't really, really know why something was off until somebody came to my desk at work and told me about you, and I started listening to you, and you started answering why they were off. So you would give me logical reasons based on the scriptures. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. So is everybody else.
Logical reasons based on the scriptures as to why they were off.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know something like this existed. I remember one time you gave packages. You know those six packs from Lee Strobel?
Yes, yes.
And I bought a package, you know, a package or two to give to friends and relatives. Anyways, I was somewhere that Christmas, and the people that I was with started, basically, all roads lead to God. I knew it was wrong, and they made me feel like a bigot, but I couldn't explain why it was wrong. There I go, not being able to explain. And I walked away feeling really terrible, but I had the case for Christ and the case for faith. Didn't buy them for me to read because I thought I knew, so I read them. Then, with continual listening to you, I realized that there were essentials of the faith. Essentials? Nobody told me about essentials.
So you learned about essential Christian doctrine?
How to read scriptures also.
Uh-huh. How to read the... Okay.
I did not know. You know, there are some parts of the scriptures I didn't really understand, and I couldn't figure it out, so I basically skipped over it. I didn't know that the way to understand scriptures was to understand it the way the intended audience understood it. You know what? That opened up a gold mine.
Mm.
You know, I know now that anything that I believe about God must resonate with his character and his attributes. I didn't know about that before you. Yeah, I teach Sunday school. And I teach kids. I'd like to teach the adults, but they're hard-headed. I teach kids. And you know what? I have the opportunity to basically do the curriculum my way. And now my husband teaches the kids with me. So I can sit there and I can answer their questions. You know what, Hank? I wouldn't be able to do it without you. As for my husband, we have a library now. My husband reads your material, and all the books you refer to, he gets them. The systematic theology of the Christian religion, he has it. He has Tacitus. He has Josephus. I mean, we have a library. We didn't have that before you. I mean, we really want to understand the Bible, know who God is. And you're in our prize every day. We support you separately. And you know what? Anybody who's listening out there, I mean, I know you probably go to a good church. If you go to a bad church, you know you're going to a bad church. But Hank, singularly, honestly, I respect the pastors that I've been, whose church I've attended or who head the churches that I've attended. But singularly, you have pointed me and my husband and everybody else who decides to listen to you to good apologists. Even if, you know what I also like about you? You point people to those who are good for us to read and listen to, even if those people wouldn't point to you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, and that is one of the things that we try to do at the Christian Research Institute, Marjorie, and thank you so much for pointing that out. We try to get people directly involved with good resources. So what the Christian Research Institute does is we take the time and we make the effort to check out resources so that when we offer resources to people, those are resources by which they are going to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, be equipped to always be ready to give a reason, an answer for the hope that lies within them with gentleness and with respect. One of the things I want to say before we go to break, and thank you, Marjorie, is our legacy reading plan. All this year, we have focused people directly and specifically on getting into the Word of God, learning how to read the Bible, not just in bits, but in books. And therefore, the legacy reading plan is an innovative approach to reading through 66 love letters, one book at a time, for the rest of your life. And this is a privilege that you have and something we hope, as a result of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, you are becoming involved in, just as Marjorie has become involved in, not just Marjorie, but her husband as well. Thank you for that testimony, Marjorie. We're going to be right back on the other side of the break with more of CRI's membership drive. Here's how to get involved. Go to the World Wide Web at equip.org and join online. Whether it's $15 a month or $25 a month, $50 a month, $100, whatever you can do, join this week. Take the step of faith today. Again, you can do it in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI, again, is my way of saying thank you. Six issues of the Christian Research Journal, the very next six coming up, as well as our wristband, Because Truth Matters. We'll be right back with more.
Has God spoken? Muslims say the Quran is the Word of God, and likewise, Mormons claim the Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth. But has God really spoken through the Quran or the Book of Mormon, or has God spoken through the Bible? As a Christian, knowing the answer to this question is essential to defending and sharing your faith. And as a supporter of this ministry, we want to equip you with the wisdom to answer this question decisively and to remember the answer for a lifetime. Passionately delivered at the 2010 National Conference in Tampa Bay, Florida, Hank Hanegraaff's message titled Has God Spoken? Definitely answers that very question. To support the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute and request your copy of Has God Spoken on audio CD, call our resource consultants toll-free at 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't go away. We'll return after this short break with more of the Bible Answer Man. Every day at the Christian Research Institute, we're encouraged to hear from listeners who share how their lives have been radically changed through the broadcast ministry of CRI and the Bible Answer Man program. And we're excited to help stimulate change agents around the globe. Our passion and purpose is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. But ministry, especially broadcast radio, requires enormous resources. If the Bible Answer Man program is ministered to you, would you consider standing with us both prayerfully and financially? To donate, call us at 888-7000-274 or visit us on our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. Has God spoken? Muslims say the Quran is the Word of God, and likewise, Mormons claim the Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth. But has God really spoken through the Quran or the Book of Mormon, or has God spoken through the Bible? As a Christian, knowing the answer to this question is essential to defending and sharing your faith. And as a supporter of this ministry, we want to equip you with the wisdom to answer this question decisively and to remember the answer for a lifetime. Passionately delivered at the 2010 National Conference in Tampa Bay, Florida, Hank Hanegraaff's message titled, Has God Spoken?, definitely answers that very question. To support the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute and request your copy of Has God Spoken on audio CD, call our resource consultants toll-free at 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. For 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been serving the body of Christ, equipping believers to know what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. This week is our membership week. We're dedicating this week to show you the impact your regular support has had on people just like you and encourage those of you who have not yet done so to join us in making a lasting impact as a regular monthly supporter. If the Christian Research Institute and Bible Answer Man broadcast have impacted your life, we'd like to give you the opportunity to encourage others with your testimony. Give us a call right now at 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265 or by going online to equip.org/testimonies. And thank you to all of you who have made a commitment to partner with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, equipping believers around the globe. Know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card, or even automated bank withdrawals. To sign up today, call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9:12, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal.
To everyone listening, I can't encourage you guys enough to get on board behind this ministry and, you know, really support CRI. They're doing a great thing.
Again, for more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI. Now, to further equip you to live out and defend your faith, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And one of our goals this year has been to get people involved in reading through the Bible. And many people from around the world have gotten involved in reading through the Bible for the first time this year. Right now, we're in the Minor Prophets. We're reading in September through Hosea and Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Zechariah, Haggai, Malachi. I actually just finished Haggai, and I'm finishing Zechariah and Malachi the next couple of days, and I'll be through the minor prophets. It's been one of the most convicting times in my life as I've read through the minor prophets. But the overarching objective of the legacy reading plan is to read through the Bible once a year, every year, for the rest of your life. The reading calendar is naturally segmented into seasons, and the seasons into months at the beginning of each year. You know that during the winter, your focus will be on the Pentateuch and poetry. In spring, the historical books. In summer, the prophets. During the fall, the New Testament. And then each season is further broken down into months. And thus, every January, your goal is to read through Genesis and Exodus. And every December, the Synoptic Gospels and Acts. There are times when you will naturally read 10 chapters, and other times when you'll read one or two. But most importantly, you'll read the Bible just as you read other literature. If you've never seen the Legacy Reading Plan, check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We are in the midst of CRI Membership Drive Week. A lot of people joining with us as monthly supporters, our way of saying thank you. We send you the next six issues of the Christian Research Journal, our wristband, Because Truth Matters, equip.org, also inscribed on it, and our prayers as part of a team standing for truth, Because Truth Matters. One of those team members, John, joins me now. He and his wife, Shelley, have joined us on our cruise, the Mexican Riviera cruise. They've attended our Florida conference. They've been involved in our National Apologetics Conference. Longtime journal subscriber. John, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you again.
How has the ministry impacted your life?
I think, you know, from a faith standpoint, one thing I kind of jotted down is that the apologetics to me is important for an attitude, for your Christian attitude. It makes you think about what you believe. And if you really, then when you start thinking about it and studying it, then you start really believing. If you really believe what you say you believe, then you better live it. You know, and that's what I've found the last couple of years is I've gone to the last two apologetics conferences. I was down in Florida, and then we were at the national one last year in Charlotte. And through both of those, I've really, really started to say, wow, I really believe what I say I believe, you know.
So there's two things that are involved. Number one, we talk about this as pre-evangelism. You learn apologetics so you can use your well-reasoned answer as a springboard or an opportunity for sharing the gospel. But it's also post, in the sense that post-evangelism, after you yourself have become a Christian, you have those pillars or posts to which you can cling when winds and waves of doubt beat upon your door. And that happens to everyone, whether you're a Christian or not.
Exactly. And like I said, there's so many times you just cruise through life. You know, I've been a believer since I was 9 years old, grew up in a Christian family, but then you get to be older and more mature, and you start maybe thinking, you have a lot of questions that maybe you never got answers to, and you start looking into it. So I was really, really loved when I came across CRI on XM Radio a few years ago and just started hearing a show devoted to Bible difficulties, and I thought, boy, this is right down my alley.
Talk to our listening audience, John, about the importance of becoming a team member, not just a listener, but an actual member, someone that is part of the team. Whether you're inside the organization or outside the organization, you're still part of a team.
You know, and you do feel like a team. And earlier you said, you know, you've got millions of dollars need to be spent, you know, to get the $25 a month, and that's about what we give, you know, but I do feel like part of the team. And being able to meet some of the staff when we've been to the events and on the cruise, you know, you got a personal touch there too. So if anybody's got a chance to go on a cruise, it's a great thing. You know, you got some great people there with you, and especially like the people at Sovereign Cruises also, if I can put a plug in for them.
Hey, thank you, John. Say hi to Shelley.
I will. Thanks, Hank.
God bless you, my friend, and want to go back to the phone lines. I want to talk for a moment to another friend of the ministry. Is a BAM Express member. He has been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast for about a decade. He came out of the Word of Faith movement as well. He's a subscriber to the journal. His name is John. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. It's pleasure to speak with you.
It's nice to talk to you as well. I want to focus specifically on the fact that you are a Bible Answer Man monthly Express Team member. What does it mean to be an Express Team member?
Well, I tell you, Hank, like you mentioned, I came out of the Word of Faith movement probably about 12 years ago now. And it was a result of coming across your broadcast here in the Dallas area when it was on 100.7 The Word. And then through your broadcast, I became familiar with your book, Christianity in Crisis. And, of course, I read through that book a couple of different times, and I started really checking into the things that you were saying in that book. Having been in that under that teaching for, like I said, roughly a couple of years, I wasn't so steeped in it that I was closed-minded to listening to what someone such as yourself had to say. And so I eventually began to, well, I actually see the light. God just opened my eyes to see the falsehood that I've been following. And then, of course, I left that behind. Unfortunately, lost a handful of friends when I did that. Mm. You know, that happens, I guess, when you see the truth for what it really is. And it was so life-changing, you know, that I like what you say and the way you put it. It is spiritual cyanide, that Word of Faith teaching is. And I've made, because of what I was listening to prior to leaving that teaching, I'd made some very poor life-changing decisions based on that teaching. And, you know, it was just a big wake-up call. It really was. And I give, of course, all the credit ultimately goes to God. He used your ministry, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and your writings. He used CRI and the wonderful materials that you guys put out there for us. And I can't help but support you financially and prayerfully every month.
Well, John, thank you. And you give electronically. Can you talk just a moment about the advantages of doing that?
Well, for one thing, I have several ministries to which I give. And to give electronically is, of course, it's more expedient. It keeps me from having to remember to write that check every month. There's no charge, obviously, to give electronically. It's just done in the blink of an eye. And it's just easier. It's a lot easier. It's simpler. Saves on postage. You know, I've been doing electronic transactions for years in different ways, and it just seemed to be a natural fit for me.
And you can imagine what it's like for the Christian Research Institute, because those resources come in on a regular basis, and you can build and know that you have that base of support, which is a foundation on which you can continue to reach more and more people. So it's a very stable, comes in on a regular basis, and it's a safe, secure way of giving.
Well, yes, that's exactly right. And, you know, ever since, I left that Word of Faith movement, and of course having access to the materials and knowing that I'm helping support the ministry there, it's actually helped equip me to be able to speak logically, reasonably, rationally with people when I try to share, you know, the Christian faith with them, share the gospel, talk to them about false teachings that are, there's just so many out there. It's unbelievable. Yet, you know, when I received Christ, I wasn't told that I was entering battle, but that is really what you're doing. You're entering a spiritual battle. And it's just so wonderful to have a ministry like Christian Research Institute and all the resources there to be able to have things that will help, help equip me and make me effective for the kingdom.
Well, John, thank you so much for your support and for your encouragement today. There are a lot of people listening in, and I'm sure they've been motivated to take that step of faith and become a Bible Answer Man support team member. Even better, as you do, give electronically on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Hank. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And other people calling in. Unfortunately, we're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I'll be in studio Thursday. I'll be in studio Friday. Call back if you can Thursday or Friday. Love to talk to you. We have a limited amount of time, unfortunately, for the calls. We'll try to take as many as we can the next couple of days. So Don, Michael, others, please call tomorrow. We'll try to talk to you on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Then again, thank you for your support. Thank you for your encouragement. And if you've never taken the step of faith to join the monthly giving program, the Bible Answer Man support team, if you've never done that, take that step today. It would make a difference in the life of someone that you will only know from the perspective of eternity. You're not giving to us, you're giving through us, touching the lives of people for time and for eternity. Again, you can do so, as John was just talking about, on the World Wide Web in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, when you talk to our resource consultants, the number to dial right now, 888-7000-CRI. Again, that number, 888-7000-CRI, for your joining the team and making a difference as a team member. I want to send you, as our way of saying thank you, the next six editions of the Christian Research Journal and the Because Truth Matters wristband, complete with our website, so that you can give that website out to others. Wear it proudly. People will ask you about it. You can use it as an opportunity, a springboard for sharing the truth and love and grace that only Jesus Christ brings to the human heart. Thanks for joining us today for our third day of CRI Membership Drive. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the broadcast.
Thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And be sure to tune in tomorrow as we unpack the secrets to an effective and vibrant prayer life. And thank you to all of you who have made a commitment to partner with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you're not a support team member already, please prayerfully consider that commitment today. You'll be part of a 50-year tradition of equipping believers with the answers they need in a world increasingly hostile to the truth. Make your investment today by calling us at 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is furnished by the Christian Research Institute, because truth matters. In Ephesians 5:15-16, Paul admonishes believers to be very careful how you live, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Today, evidence abounds of the growing evil in our modern-day culture. False teachers and New Age cults continue to seduce millions with their empty promises and false philosophy. Subscribers to the Christian Research Journal know they will regularly receive timely information on the latest religious trends, as well as practical tips on dealing with the challenges to the Christian faith in a fallen world. We encourage you to become a Bible Answer Man support team member through a monthly giving commitment. To thank you, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. For more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org. Again, that's equip.org. Or call us at 888-7000-CRI. For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. We know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card.
and to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. To sign up today to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI.